Iceland's former prime minister has become the first political leader to face court over his role in the global financial crisis of 2008. The failure of Iceland's major banks plunged the country into a deep recession, which had a cascade effect across Europe. The former leader, Geir Haarde, is accused of gross negligence for his handling of the meltdown, but for his part he's labelled the trial a politically motivated farce. Emily Burke reports.
It's the first time a political leader has faced a trial in connection with the global financial meltdown of 3 years ago. At the end of 2008, the Icelandic Prime Minister Geir Haarde announced emergency legislation to help protect Icelandic depositors as the country's banks went into freefall.
We are, through this legislation, giving depositors higher priority when allocating assets and making it much less likely that there will be any losses as far as the depositors are concerned.
Geir Haarde has described the trial as a farce, but it's no laughing matter for those who accuse the former Prime Minister of failing in his ministerial responsibility. The current Finance Minister was recently quoted as saying, when it became clear that Iceland was heading towards catastrophe, the record shows very little was done to avoid it.
There's a general call for somebody to be held accountable.
Ingólfur Sigfússon is from Iceland's RUV Broadcasting Service.
Charges are basically that his actions in the weeks and months leading up to the collapse and following did nothing to help and probably caused more harm than good, that politicians should have been aware of what was happening way before the public was, and that they should have done something to try to minimize the damage or limit the collapse, really, and that Haarde and the ministers of his government simply didn't.
Geir Haarde is the only one to face trial, and that sparked accusations that it's politically motivated. Carl Blindahl is from Iceland's Morgunblaðið newspaper.
The ministers from the Social Democratic Party, who were also implicated in this whole thing, the parliament decided not to put them on trial. So from the outset, this has been a little bit tainted in the minds of many Icelanders. That one party decided to spare its own, but put the prime minister who had been governing with them in front of the firing squad.
Iceland's banks were deregulated, large and complex. They carried massive debt loads and became early casualties of the global credit crunch. Faribor's Mosherian is Professor of Finance at the University of New South Wales.
Iceland was unique because Iceland has resisted for many years to join the European Union. And they thought that they can find a shortcut to become rich without integrating Iceland's economy into the greater continent. And for that very reason, they are now paying a heavy fine for this unfortunate policy.
Where does the responsibility lie, politically speaking?
I think the government of Iceland became more accountable during global financial crisis because the government virtually has neglected a good and sound supervision of banking system and also good governance. And some people compared Iceland's episode to Enron in the United States. But I think it's a lesson now for other politicians outside Iceland to know that politicians cannot simply run away from some of the commercial decisions and particularly banking decisions where many depositors and households could be affected by such negligence.
The court is expected to take several weeks to decide whether to dismiss the charges or let the case proceed.
Emily Burke.